Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Pune in Maharashtra today. He will inaugurate and dedicate to the nation various projects worth over 22,600 crore rupees. Mr. Modi will flag off the metro train scheduled to run from District Court to Swargate, Pune. In line with his commitment to make India self-reliant in the field of supercomputing technology, Prime Minister Modi will also dedicate to the nation three Param Rudra supercomputers worth around 130 crore rupees, developed indigenously under the National Supercomputing Mission. Moreover, Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate a high-performance computing system tailored for weather and climate research. This project represents an investment of 850 crore rupees, marking a significant leap in India's computational capabilities for meteorological applications. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Siachen Base Camp today. During her visit, President will interact with the troops posted there. A voter turnout of 54.11% was recorded till 7 p.m. yesterday in the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. The Election Commission said voting was held for 26 assembly constituencies peacefully without any incident of violence. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, had maintained a constant supervision of the polling process to ensure that the polling is held in an incident-free manner. Rajiv Kumar said the valleys and the mountains which had once witnessed fear and boycott are now taking part in the democratic festivities. He said strong security measures were in place, creating a conducive environment for voters to cast their vote without fear or intimidation. Mr. Kumar said webcasting was done in all polling stations to ensure transparency of the voting process. India has called for urgent reforms of the international decision-making structures, especially the UN Security Council, to give the Global South its due representation. Speaking at the Foreign Ministers' meeting of the G20 in New York yesterday, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said that the UN is a prisoner of the past and it must evolve with the world. He said, as a result, the UN Security Council struggles to fulfill its mandate of maintaining international peace and stability, undermining its effectiveness and credibility. He stressed that the Global South must be given their legitimate voice. He emphasized the urgent need to reform the UN to ensure it is representative, credible and effective. Dr. Jayashankar said the reforms should include expansion of both permanent and elected seats on the Security Council. On the sidelines of the 79th UN General Assembly, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar also held a bilateral meeting with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov last night in the US. In a social media post, Dr. S. Jayashankar said, during the meeting, they discussed bilateral cooperation and regional issues. He also met New Zealand Foreign Minister Winston Peters. Dr. Jayashankar also held a meeting with Prime Minister of Belgium, Alexander De Croo, and discussed manufacturing and technology cooperation, as well as exchanging their views on the situation in Ukraine. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday met Indian Chess Olympiad champions at his residence in New Delhi. Mr. Modi witnessed a game of chess between members of the 45th Chess Olympiad winning team of India during the visit of the Indian men's and women's chess teams to his residence. India had struck historic double gold medals in 2024 Chess Olympiad held in Budapest, Hungary. Sri Lanka's newly elected president Anuradha Kumaradesanayake has said that his government will initiate immediate talks with the International Monetary Fund towards stabilizing the economy and make efforts in securing debt relief. In his first address to the nation, Mr. Desanayake emphasized steps towards economic recovery and need for national unity. Acknowledging the challenges ahead, he promised swift action to stabilize the economy and expressed confidence in garnering support from both the Sri Lankan people and international partners. And in football, India beat Mongolia 4-1 in its opening match at the AFC Under-20 Asian Cup qualifiers in Vientiane, Laos yesterday. Goals from Kelvin Singh, Koryo Singh, Thing Juam and Manglen Thang Kipchen assisted India in taking the lead. Koru scored the fourth goal in the 86th minute and sealed the match for team. In Group G, India will next face Iran on Friday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.